Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Hi, Fred.
Well, here we are.
Oh, hold on, Fred.
Hang on a second. We have you on.
Thanks.
There you go.
Am I ready to go?
Yeah, we got you now. We just had to throw a switch there for you.
Well, welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. As sequestered as we all are, we're here with you, and it makes no difference where everybody else is.
Yeah, that's true, because you and I are 6 feet apart here on the show. You have your coffee.
We're 10 feet. We're about 10 feet
apart. We're about maybe more than that, don't you think?
Maybe 15.
Yeah.
I don't want to be too far away from you.
I know. I like to be as close as I can within limits.
Can you reach out and touch me?
Nope.
No.
Nope, but I could do it via phone anyway.
I can blow you a kiss, though. You can't do anything about it.
Yeah, no blowing of kisses. We don't want any droplet infections.
I'll sneeze you a kiss.
Yeah, boy. That was kind of interesting when the one doctor was saying, well, you know, if you sneeze, you can be within 10 feet of someone. Well, yeah, if you sneeze, you know those guys that sneeze and go, ka-choo, and they just blow that stuff out there.
Yeah.
Well, obviously you can, but, you know.
Did you see the movie War of the Worlds?
Yes.
And did you see how the monsters died?
Yeah, they got infected.
They got infected because they breathed our air, atmosphere.
They did. That's the whole thing.
The atmosphere.
So you got to be careful about this. We got a lot to talk about today. NFL news we have for you. We've got some baseball news for you. Checking things out to see how things are working around the country. In the meantime, you know, we'll find out what Fred's been doing as he's been hunkered down and sequestering. You and I have been pretty good. We've been staying, you know, away from people.
I've had such a urge to drive over to your house.
I know. We may have to do that at some point. I think you can get together as long as you practice social distancing, and it's under like 10 people. So you and I could maybe.
Exactly correct. I was going to say, because your house is set up that if I were to stay in the driveway, I could visit you, and you could be out near your pool.
You could be in your garage, and I could be out at the street, and we could shout at each other. People walk by, you could do it. Let me just say one thing here. If you have some information on how you're handling this during this time of shutdown, email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
By all means.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'd be happy.
Yeah.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64 gigabyte, $15 per month after $14.17 monthly credit applied within 2 bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. There's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter. Leaf Filter's micromesh screen is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
It's protected my home. I love it.
Call 833-287-3434 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Visit GetLeafFilter.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. Glad to be with you here. Coming to you from CRN Digital Talk Radio, also Sports Byline and Sirius XM Channel 211. So, Nick Foles, let's talk about this guy. He was a backup quarterback, with the Philadelphia, with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz went down. He came back. He wins the Super Bowl championship. Then mm-hmm. he goes to Indianapolis, or rather Jacksonville, I guess. And he's there at Jacksonville, and he's with the Jaguars, and he gets injured, and he doesn't play much overall, so they dump him, and now we've got they picked up the San Diego quarterback there, Philip Rivers, and so now we got the Bears is picking him up. It's official. The Bears and the Jaguars have announced the trade of Nick Foles from Jacksonville to Chicago, a done deal. The Jaguars receiving a compensatory fourth-round choice, a draft choice in return. It's the 140th overall selection, and Nick Foles is going to be going to the Bears. Now, he's, 31 years old, had only 4 starts with the Jaguars, had signed a 4-year, $88 million contract. He fractured his left clavicle. That's pretty tough to play quarterback when you got a fractured clavicle. Am I right, Fred Dreyer?
Exactly. And then he comes back in November, and he goes 0-4 as a starter.
Yeah, that was pretty. He threw 3 touchdowns, but he threw 2 interceptions.
You know what's interesting?
Yes.
I've seen it pretty much my whole life, is that you get somebody who gets real hot, gets with the right team, and they can win a Super Bowl like Nick Foles has done. And then they relegate him to the bench. He's a backup, and then they trade him. And then very shortly, 1-2 years later, that same quarterback isn't worth a damn.
Yeah.
Now, you know, what's the reason? Well, Jacksonville's terrible. It has been terrible. They remain terrible. And Nick Foles, is a better quarterback than he shows. And the Bears know that. And I think he's going to have success. That's my prediction.
You think so? Because
yeah.
The Bears need help. But he's going to be back up again on the Bears. But
not for long.
You don't think so? You
no.
think, what he's got? What they got? Trubisky, is that the guy?
Yeah,
Mitchell?
Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, and he's of Polish descent. That's good back there in the Midwest area. They got a lot of Braunschweiger stuff there. Czechs and, Eastern Europeans there, and the Polish and everybody there. That's the Hungarians. It's a good area. And then this guy Foles is going to come in, and we'll see what happens. You think he will come in right away?
I didn't say right away. I said I do believe he'll have success there, and I think he'll help them. And I also think that once the season starts and things start to unwind, they will see that they need to replace Trubisky with Foles.
All right, there you have it from Fred Dreyer. Prediction here. We'll see how that works. That'll be kind of interesting to take a look at that. Now, along with that, there are a lot of meetings that they had there. And let's start. We'll get to baseball in a second. Let's get to the NFL.
Yeah,
they're planning for the season to start on time with this whole coronavirus situation here where we're all kind of shut down. And so the NFL says the 2020 season will start on time in September. Despite this pandemic, this coronavirus pandemic that has shut down sports around the world. We're going to get into a lot of that stuff today on the show. But here's the Vice President General Counsel, Jeff Pasch, had a media briefing, and he said, that's our expectation, he says. Am I certain of that? I'm not certain I'll be here tomorrow, but I'm planning on it. And in the same way, we're planning on having a full season. So then they asked him if the league was planning any kind of contingency plans for a later start or if the games had to be played in neutral or empty stadiums. And he said the league's medical resources and models have indicated those plans might not be necessary. So he said all of our focus has been on a normal, traditional season, starting on time, playing in front of fans in our regular stadiums, and going through a full 16-game regular season and a full set of playoffs. So, obviously, it's March.
Well, intentions are good.
April now,
yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, so we'll see what's going on. Now how do they do that in players' camp or in training camp? Because you and I usually go there. They're not going to have their training camps this year, maybe. We don't know yet, right? They might be doing something different.
It's gotten to the point where all you got to do is just tell them, call them up and just tell them, be at the stadium in your uniform at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for a night game.
And that'll do it.
And that's it. That's their training camp from now on.
I think, I really think you're right, because in looking at the stories we have, team facilities right now are closed.
Yeah.
Just a handful of employees are there. In-person free agent draft visits have been canceled. Now, the league executives on this Tuesday meeting that they had presented preliminary plans for their, what they call a virtual, what you're talking about here, Fred,
yep,
the virtual off-season program that would start next month, assuming that the facilities remain closed, meaning here in April. The possibilities discussed are players receiving digital playbooks. I know you'd be happy about this.
Oh,
look at it on your
thrilled.
Good, look at
my
this
laptop. I have my laptop.
Yeah. Allowing for an exchange of videos and workouts conducted via video conference software. And the teams with new head coaches, they get a little exception here. They're eligible to begin off-season programs starting early in April, and the April 23rd through the 25th draft remains on schedule, but the format not finalized. So you and I went to training camp. You said it didn't look at all like the training camp you went to. I saw guys with, like, rubber bands standing up and going, you know, pulling their legs up and down with these rubber bands over there, and it looked like something I could do, even at my great shape that I am right now.
Well, you're in stellar shape.
There you.
The rubber bands are in every camp and have been for years, decades, but they just haven't been relied on as much as they rely on them now as a stretching mechanism. You know, we got there and we took a look around, and I counted 19 coaches.
19 of them.
19
yeah.
Coaches. When I was my last year in the league at 81, we had like 6 or 7.
Yeah, there's so many coaches now, right?
There's too many. And here's what happens. There's so much money, Mike Horn. There's so much money that coaches being hired, part of their deal is I want to bring my people. And the owner goes, of course you can bring your own coaches and stuff. He goes, no, I mean, I want two tight end coaches, two center coaches, two wide receiver coaches, three quarterback inside the 20, midfield, and coming out of short yardage. So they now have meetings. That's all they do. They have 19 coaches, and they're going to put their players through the grind of having meetings and tape and doing all these things. And, you know, I was there with you, and we looked around.
It was pitiful.
And some guy came over to me in the Ram with the Ram shirt on and said, "Hey, Fred, it's great to have you. Come back," and everything. What do you think? What do you see? What do you think? I said, "I don't think very much of what's going on here because I don't recognize anything. I don't recognize anything that you're doing."
We showed up there like at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock or something. And finally, by about 3, yeah, they kind of did some stretching and they were just running a couple of things.
And let's not forget, they had their cell phones.
Yeah. Everybody's got their cell phones.
That's right. You know, you can have a cell phone on the bench during the game, and if you get hurt, you can go right to Instagram or Facebook, and you can just tell people, "I'm hurt. I won't be playing for the next 2 or 3 weeks." And that's the announcement they make, to the chagrin of the ownership, yeah, and to the chagrin of the doctors and the medical staff. They say, "Wait a minute. We haven't even been evaluated yet."
They text in all their stuff. We'll have more for you straight ahead. We're in the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519.
800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Let's talk some baseball here, Fred. Got some baseball news here for you today. Major League Baseball could be starting the season this year without fans in attendance. It's becoming a stronger possibility. Major League Baseball, they're having their meetings, and like many other sports leagues, they've been shut down indefinitely because of the growing threat of the coronavirus pandemic. And so opening day was, you know, it's pushed back to at least mid-May, they're saying. So Major League Baseball, the Major League Baseball Players Association, got down to some important issues, some shutdown-related issues last week. And they resolved one of the issues they did not and could not resolve is the regular season schedule. The two sides agreed to make a good faith effort to play as many games as possible this year. But ultimately, the schedule cannot be set until the coronavirus is contained and everything is there so that we can get people back out in the stands. So Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association, considering a variety of things, they are including doubleheaders. They have to extend the season, maybe extend it into October, playing games without fans in the stands, another possibility. At least two executives believe playing the games without fans is becoming a likely possibility. And what are your thoughts on that, Fred? Playing them, you know, without fans there, would you, just sit there and watch them on TV, right? I could do that.
Well,
you're not going to hear the crowd. It's people shouting, but maybe we can put sound effects in there.
Imagine what it's going to be like on a foul ball.
Yeah, you can hear that thing bouncing all over the place.
And the team gets up there and gets to keep it. You know,
the team gets to keep their own foul balls.
Yeah, there'll be no fan interference. Well, look, they don't have much choice. They kind of put themselves between a rock and a hard spot. By stipulating that we have to have distance between us, you know, they can sell tickets if they sold, you know, maybe a third of the seats and scattered people out.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they could get some people in there, but they're probably not going to do that.
Probably not. We'll see what happens. I mean, nobody knows until we go through the next 30 days here, but because of those massive TV deals, a lot of the Major League Baseball teams are relying less on ticket sales and more on those, the purchases that are made in the stadium and the TV deals, the money they get from that, more so than ever before. The teams got, you know, the Dodgers, the Yankees signed these. They got these separate networks put together by the local broadcast entities in their area. Spectrum Cable in Los Angeles for years has had the exclusive rights to the Dodger TV games. And so they televise just about every game. And so the Dodgers make money off that. They're able to go out and, expand their roster, pay the exorbitant rates that they have to pay for the players these days. So there you would have it. They say the home fans wouldn't be shut out because if the area was shut down in the first place, you know, Yankee Stadium and in New York, or Dodger Stadium in LA is shut down, they could cut down the travel if they played the games maybe at in Arizona somewhere.
Yeah, they play them regionally.
Yeah.
You know, they would
one game after another, right?
Yeah. But how about this? I was just thinking about, you know, this is the year the Dodgers host the All-Star game.
Oh, brother, are you right about that?
And
yeah,
they also spent, you know, $100 million on their new outfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they need to recoup all that stuff.
Now, here's the deal. Along with that comes this other bulletin that came in. You probably heard about this by now, but Spectrum Sports, which is on Spectrum Cable, this is in Los Angeles now, they started to deliver the Dodger games on the Spectrum Sportsnet to AT&T Video, which also owns DirecTV. So now you got the agreement means that AT&T, DirecTV, Uverse TV, AT&T Now customers in Southern California, Las Vegas, Hawaii now get the Dodger games. And for years, this is going to finally shut up Fred Wallen's belly aching about not being able to see the games on DirecTV. And I keep saying, Fred, Cancel your DirecTV, get it during football season, sign up to Spectrum Cable. Here's the deal. Spectrum paid so much for the rights to the Dodger games because the Dodgers wanted the cash that they were charging too much for anybody else to take the games. Cox Cable doesn't take them in Southern California, but now DirecTV does and AT&T takes them. So now if you're like a Spectrum Cable customer, as you are, you can say, you know, maybe I'll go to DirecTV because I get the Dodger games because that was the one channel that wasn't being carried.
Speaking of my Spectrum TV.
Oh, you got a problem with it? So I didn't mean to bring that up, everybody. But
well, here's what happened.
Fred with his TV.
Here's what happened.
What's going on there at the dryer?
This couple days ago.
Oh, this sounds serious.
It went out again.
Oh, brother.
So I called the guy and I said, you know something?
This guy's
I need you to send somebody out here.
Oh, 10 feet apart, though. Go ahead.
That's okay. I was in the other room yelling at him, and he checked everything out. He went outside across the street where it goes into the ground.
Yeah.
It comes under the street.
Yeah.
It goes up the deal up my house. It goes in my garage. It goes into the It traces it all the way back. He said that the cable's great. He says, but you got a bad TV box. The new box they gave you
is bad.
Is out.
Well, look at this. You're becoming. Listen to this.
I know.
You're a man. You played the role of the police guy, and you know when you were a hunter,
yes.
You had that Ram uniform on for years. The New York Giants. You almost had the New England Patriots uniform.
Yeah.
I see you now.
Oh yeah.
As maybe in a Spectrum supervisor uniform with right here by your pocket.
I'm going to wear my Giants uniform.
And you can put on your Rams, the good helmet with the right horns on there that you got there,
yeah.
You know?
That's another conversation.
And you go on out and you become the Spectrum quality control guy.
Yeah. You got to get a shot of me. Make a poster of me with the helmet under my arm. And you know, he changed that thing out. And he told me how the whole thing works. He told me how the whole deal works between the TV
and
the box. So,
yeah. You know this, Adam?
So last night, here's what I was getting to. I hear the music. Last night, the picture said no signal last night.
Yeah.
So I kept screwing around with the deal. I got it back.
See, this is the deal, right? You are a genius. Next week, by the way, on the show, we'll spend the whole hour talking about your cable hookup with Fred Dreyer.
You're going to get every minutia. It's going
to
be great.
In the meantime, when you become the Spectrum quality control guy, get out to Fred Wallen's house and disconnect that guy. Can't stand his belly aching about not seeing the Dodger games. Now you can get him on DirecTV.
He should know better.
He should.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Fred Dreyer. I don't know, did we hear Mike Geary at all call us today or knock?
Somebody want
to get the door over there? I think we got Mike. Come on in here.
Yeah,
Mike Geary
there.
Is here, our operations manager extraordinaire. Mike, you always have some interesting information for us here on the show. Do you have anything for the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer?
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, this is breaking news, gentlemen. Sad, sad news. This is going to hit close to home.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Yeah, this is rough, guys.
Oh, come on.
Right, are you prepared?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm
here it goes.
Sitting down.
All right, listeners out there, make sure you're sitting down.
Yep.
Major League Baseball has canceled the Cubs-Cardinals London series in June.
Oh boy.
Man. I booked my tickets. I had my hotel all
you
set
did.
Up.
I know you did. You've been talking about it for the last year.
This was going to be my coming out from my sequester.
Were you going with him? How did you guys
June
get tickets?
June 13th and 14th.
Yeah. You and Mike Gary were going to fly there to the Cubs-Cardinals to the London series?
Yeah, we were going to go. We were going to go. And
thanks a lot.
And
guys.
I got to tell you, this sets me back.
Yeah, we had a cottage booked on the Isle of Wight. It was going to be great.
Wait. You guys had a cottage? You're going to be in a cottage together?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Is there anything going on here that I don't know about the sports
and give me a chance to wear my wool sweater.
I had a kilt all pressed out and ready to go. Had my bagpipes all ready for storage. But gentlemen, Major League Baseball has canceled its London series between the Cardinals and the Cubs because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Boy.
Oh, this is the way of the world now, you know.
You're not going to tell me that the Marlins and the Mets canceled their series they're going to play in San Juan, Puerto Rico, are you?
I think that's going to go down to defeat, too.
Or Arizona. You're not telling me the San Diego Padres and the Arizona Diamondbacks are not going to be playing their big series in Mexico?
I think the Mets and the Miami Marlins were set to play in April 28th and 30th in San Juan.
Yeah, absolutely. Devil Rays and the Chien Astros was supposed to play in Saskatchewan in early August.
I think we all should go up to Saskatchewan.
A lot of changes there. We go on your opinions on this, and the bulletin news. Mike, here you stay here. It's fine. I just want to make sure the fans
can comment on this a little bit. It's a setback, but someone had to say it.
There's always next year, fellas.
Let me give out Fred's email address if I can, just because there's probably a lot of people that are going to want to. This will be probably a topic along with you at saving everybody's cable service next week. Email Fred Dreyer. It's very simple. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at sbnation.com for all the best sports news. sbnation.com. Your team, your community.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the Samsung Galaxy S25G. Lease it for just $0 a month when you switch. And when you shop on Sprint.com, you'll get a $100 prepaid MasterCard, too. For now, Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. $0 a month after $41.67 per month. Credit applied within 2 bills. Requires 18-month lease, new line activation, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. 5G coverage limited in select cities. $100 requires port and online registration. Member FDIC, ships after 45 days. Offer everywhere, taxes and restrictions apply.
At Chili's, we know things are a little uncertain these days. We'd like to help out by waiving our delivery fees.
Delivery is free, baby, free, baby, free.
So you get all your Chili's favorites in your home.
Or right to your car, baby, car, baby, car.
There's curbside delivery, too. Just order on Chili's.com.
It's super easy, 2 birds with 1 Chili's.
With Chili's right to your door and no delivery fees.
We've got your back, baby, back.
At Chili's.com.
Delivery's free, baby, free, baby, free. Together with Chili's, oh yeah, baby, yeah.
Where available, free delivery through Chili's.com, not via third-party delivery platform. Additional restrictions may apply.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, for gosh sakes. The all-pro defensive end, the acting legend from Hunter. We got a lot of emails we're going to get to on the show today talking about you and all the good things you've done here. But let's talk a little more football if we can. Here on the show. So they had these, the big team meetings over there, and the executives presented plans for their virtual off-season program where they're going to be working out, the players receiving their digital playbooks at home. They can look at videos and workouts conducted via video conferencing. Maybe we get the NFL to include some reruns of Hunter they could look at.
That would be a good, I'm sure.
Is that a good idea?
I'm sure they would love that.
Didn't think about that. And then here's the deal. They had this big meeting with the NFL owners, and listen to this.
Yep.
What do we got now? 32 teams in the NFL? And so the NFL owners have voted to approve an expanded 14-team playoff format. That's almost half the teams that are going to be able to make a playoff berth. 14 teams, the NFL owners approving this plan this week to expand the postseason to 14 teams. Begins with the 2020 season, this season coming up. And they had a big conference call. They were discussing league business after the annual meetings were canceled because of the coronavirus pandemic. And the owners awarded one of those extra games to CBS, one to NBC. And three-quarters of the 32 owners were needed to approve the change. And the new format was approved, and the changes are going to be going. There's also going to be they're going to change the practice as how they do things in a couple of ways here. First, there's going to be a total of three wild-card teams per conference. It's up from two. And the number two seed, the second-best team in each conference, is going to now host the number seven seed in the wild-card round, meaning that only the number one seed will have a first-round bye.
Here's what I'm surprised they didn't do.
Well, okay.
Here's what I'm surprised never happened.
All right.
Owners want, they want 20 regular season games.
More games.
They're not going to get them. They got 17 in the collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
They barely got 17. Okay. Here's what should have happened. They should have countered. DeMaurice Smith should have said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to get rid of all preseason games. And we're going to cut back five regular season games and start our playoff season with more teams earlier in the year.
Interesting.
So
you'd add even more teams than this.
Well, but what I would do is I'd make the last four or five regular season games, going into the end
playoff.
Of the season, I would make them playoff games. I would say we're going to cut back on the number of teams, number of games we play per team from 17 back to 13. So we're going to play 13 regular season games, and then we're going to start our playoffs with 9 or 10 teams.
See, a lot of revenue goes away there because they got a lot of stuff sold in there, so they're having less games total. I mean, there'd be the same amount of weeks, possibly, with what you're talking about. But think of all the money they'd lose on their advertising and things.
I don't know. They'd find a way to do something about it. But the point is, they've gone now into the collective bargaining agreement. They're stuck with 17 regular season games for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and your buddy Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, began considering this idea 10 years ago, so they say, and the wild card weekend, as they're going to call it, will feature back-to-back triple headers on January 9th and January 10th next year. CBS is going to broadcast one of the games scheduled for a 4:40 kickoff. That's Eastern time on January 10th, and it'll be streamed on CBS All Access. And then NBC, it's the new streaming service they have, also called Peacock. And on Telemundo, their Spanish language service, they're going to broadcast the other new game on January 10th at 8:15 p.m. Eastern time. And the last time the NFL expanded their playoffs was in 1990. They went from 10 to 12 teams, and now they've jumped that up to 14 teams.
Well, here's my point.
Yes.
There's so many platforms. It's just not ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. It's just not your normal playoff structure. You're going to see here, they're going to get Nickelodeon into this, and they're going to get all kinds of different platforms primed and ready to go. And Nickelodeon is going to pay a lot. So they're going to make it. They're not going to lose money by cutting back on games. Just like the Major League Baseball, if they cut back on games, they're not going to lose money.
All right, we're taking a little break. Come back with more here for you. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. We'll be right back with a lot more stuff and talking a lot of things here today. We got a lot of stuff going on, even though there's nothing being played.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And you mentioned, and we're going to get to some emails here in just a quick second, but you had mentioned that not only are CBS and NBC picking up some extra NFL playoff games here because they've expanded the range from 12 to 14 teams, but Nickelodeon,
yep,
you mentioned, is going to be broadcasting the games. And, you know, this is going to be a separate feed. Going to be a separate broadcast on Nickelodeon, and it's going to be tailored to appeal to kids. Now, do you like that idea? Because,
sure,
you know, to get them into football, and they're going to have their own broadcast team, and they understand they've signed, at great expense, Piggly Wiggly and Popeye, that I'll be doing the commentary on the game, and Yosemite Sam will be down on the sidelines.
I think Miss Piggy would make a good sideline reporter.
I think you're right. So this is going to be good. That's going to be coming. NFL geniuses that they are really working. Let's get to emails. We do have a lot of emails here for you. And that is, Teresa says, hello, Mr. Dreyer. I just wanted you to know that you're a big part of my childhood. Never missed Hunter on Saturday night or after school. I would run home from the bus stop just to tape Hunter reruns at 5 p.m. every day. My dad was one of your biggest fans of Hunter, a fan of football. Unfortunately, and we feel bad about it, he passed away in October. Mm. Of last year. He said, and she says, Teresa, that mom and my daughter Catherine also watch you too, and we pray that we find you in good health.
God bless you. Thank you very much, Teresa Lynn. Sure appreciate that. Best to you and your family as well.
Now, Pamela sent you a picture, but it didn't come out very well, but it's a picture she sent of a photo of you and the late Penny Marshall. You were on a fantasy episode of Laverne and Shirley in 1980. What was this one all about, called Not Quite New York?
Yeah, that's what it was, Laverne and Shirley. Yeah. It was a big hit.
Season 6, episode 1, what role did you play? Were you a fantasy?
It was a dream fantasy. The girls coming from, back from New York, coming out here to California, and we were part, myself and Jeff Severson, who was a safety for the Rams. He played the other guy. He had a bunch of crazy blonde hair, so they made use of him. So
you were a lifeguard or something?
I was here with Shirley.
Yeah.
I was with Shirley, and Laverne was with Jeff Severson in the dream sequence.
Interesting.
And this was a clip from it. And the odd thing about this photograph was, it's really funny, looking at her like this. Can you hold this thing up?
You see, you're not going to see it. It's terrible.
You're not going to see it.
Yeah, we'll put it up. It's
But the point was, is right before we filmed this, she was eating corn nuts.
Come on.
And in this scene, it's a kissing scene.
Well, you smell corn nuts?
She was chewing corn nuts, and I was talking to her just right before this was taken. And so I'm looking at her kind of like the way I'm looking at her now. I'm just staring at her, and she's chewing away, chomping away. And next thing you know, I say, "Are you going to chew those in the scene? This is a kissing scene." She said, "Oh, that's okay. I'll swallow it before I." That was my big memory of being on that show.
And
she was great. Everybody was really nice. And
one of Fred's ladies, one of his turn-ons now is corn nuts.
Don't even think about it. But it the salty corn nuts.
Yes.
You could hear her chewing on those things.
Crunching away?
Outside.
It's lucky one of her teeth didn't fall out there. I'm saying. Oh, yeah. Melody says, "Hi, Fred and Mike. L.A. Rams is the GOAT." Meaning greatest of all time, GOAT.
Yes.
But making those horns to look the way they did in the logo is a smack to the face of any fan and its players. Have a great rest of the week. And that we talked about this last week on the show.
Yeah, this is a disgrace what they've done with those horns. I'm assuming that it's a fait accompli that's what they're going to look like. And if they do, you know, it looks like a Canadian World Football League. That's what it's going to look like. It's going to look terrible. It's just going to look terrible.
Yeah. Arizona says, "Thinking about you, Mr. Dreyer, and hope you're staying safe. You know you're one of America's great treasures, in my humble opinion."
See, Mike, I keep telling you this.
"I turned 65 in August, so I'm playing it safe, but realizing whatever happens, happens. I'm good with it. Thank you for being a class act."
Well, you're a class act, Arizona Baker. I sure appreciate it. And see, Mike, I keep telling you, these people are...
They love you.
They're prescient. They really know what's going on.
Rick said, "Hey, Fred, it's been a long time. If you care to chat, I'd like to say hello." We should open the lines one day on the show.
I talked to him today.
You did?
I sure did.
And I
talked to him.
And everything's good? He's loving
the
show?
Oh, yeah. We had a good chat.
Ray says, "Looking forward to the show tonight. A great question for Fred. In the years in the NFL when opposing players kept you up at night the week coming up to the game, who did you worry about? Was there anybody that you would get worried about in a game or anything?"
Never worried about a single
ever,
soul.
Right? Ever?
I just worry about myself.
What about, you know, we're going through this shutdown here with the coronavirus pandemic.
Yep.
I mean, they say sometimes where, you know, you hear a baseball team, so-and-so had the flu, and now, so-and-so got it, so-and-so got it. And sometimes teams are not at 100%. Did you guys ever go through that, maybe on the Giants or the Rams, where something kind of ran through the clubhouse or something, and everybody got a little sick sometime during the season that you can remember?
Yeah, but not to any drastic degree.
But it would kind of run the course through the team locker room, right?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
cause,
maybe.
Yeah.
You know. Well, sometimes you can't, like, training camp. You know, when you're all sequestered there, you got 125 people. I remember one year it did. A bunch of guys got the flu, and they started knocking on your door at 6 o'clock in the morning. "You got to get a gamma globulin shot. You got to get shots." I said, "I'm not getting any shot. Get out of here." I went back to bed, and everybody on that team got a shot. I didn't get a shot.
And how'd you make out?
I was fine. It didn't bother me.
Well, you're always in 100% great shape. You stay pumped.
Yes, exactly. Like today.
Yeah, the great Fred Dreyer. I'm telling you, we're going to take a little break, come back with more. This is the Sports Lounge. I was going to give you our site to go to, the website, Sports Lounge on Demand. Check it out.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,
you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the one and only Fred Dreyer. And Fred, our final segment here, and a lot of things we've been talking about on the show today, and the coronavirus pandemic has taken its toll everywhere. We want you all to stay safe and healthy out there. Wash your hands, practice social distancing, be smart about this whole thing. And but there are some things to talk about here. And if you're a soccer fan, FIFA, the Federal International Football Association, they're going to give teams money so they don't go out of business. But because soccer has been hit pretty hard, I think they're coming to the rescue, and this is a big deal.
Socialism is creeping into our culture.
It is a little bit here, huh? They're all giving money.
And believe me, like I said before, that I was telling Jen the other day before, today before the show started, this the government's intervention, $2.2 trillion here on this virus thing.
Right.
This is going to really set the tone for people saying, you know what? I think government would be a good way to go with our health care.
Well, right now in soccer, FIFA, the federal, as I mentioned, the Federal International Football Association, they're coming in, and they say with no obvious end to the crisis in sight, they're going to use some of their cash reserves. Listen to this: they got about $2.7 billion in cash reserves, and the FIFA spokesperson confirmed that the organization is in discussion to provide financial assistance to soccer organizations. Now, soccer may not be that big here in the United States, but it's huge around the world. Am I correct here on this with the big international?
Oh, are you kidding? It's the world sport. Sports of every country.
That's it. Wimbledon has been canceled because they're saying if they postponed it, there might be too much moisture in late July or August. They thought there's not enough sunlight, too much dew, so it could make playing problematic. So that's been canceled as well, too. They're just going to move that to next year. It's canceled totally.
Well, I wouldn't be. Nothing would be more of a surprise to me than to announce that there's absolutely no more sports ever.
All right. Now that's our show. We got to get out of here. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget to email Fred, Dreyer at crntalk.com. Download our cell phone app on your smartphone. Dial #250. And when the call is answered, say CRN Talk. Take us with you wherever you go. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Stay sequestered.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific Time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.